This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Oregon will supply the first batch of wolves for Colorado's reintroduction project. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado is racing to release wolves by the end of the year. That's the deadline set in the ballot initiative voters narrowly approved in 2020. The federal government has signaled the state can proceed with the project, and now Oregon has agreed to provide up to 10 wolves, clearing a final roadblock. Colorado plans to contract helicopters and spotter planes to capture the predators this December. They'll be let loose somewhere near Glenwood Springs, Aspen, Vail, or Gunnison, but officials haven't released a specific location. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Kaiser Permanente workers in Colorado wrapped up their three-day strike today. CPR's Matt Bloom reports the union and health system still don't have a new contract.
Representatives for Kaiser and the union plan to continue negotiations over wage increases and other issues. Workers want a 7% annual raise after working through the pandemic, and Kaiser says it's put a fair offer on the table. After the strike, workers will go back on the job and operations and appointments should run as normal. The union says it could plan another strike if a deal isn't reached in the coming weeks. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver is mobilizing emergency operations for the third time this year to respond to an increase in migrants. This past week, 300 people arrived per day. That's more than double the number of arrivals compared to 1 month ago. Officials are also asking for more federal funding and donations to help migrants arriving in the city. Denver is under a frost advisory tonight. Expect lows nearing freezing by morning. Stay with us. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.